Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We're going to play contender or pretender with a bunch of our local teams. Last night was a fun night. It didn't matter what you were fixated on, right? You hear the Red Wing highlight there. They pick up a win. Emmett Finney scoring. Nate Danielson scoring. A lot of the young players stepping up. The Wings are in first place in the Atlantic Division. The Pistons may have caught your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Cade's back. Assar's back. And the winning doesn't stop.
Yeah.
They've won 11 in a row, and the Pistons are in first place in the NBA's Eastern Conference.
By three games.
Michigan State. They always lose the game at Madison Square Garden. They never show up early in the season. They bludgeoned Kentucky, and they now have two ranked wins, part of a 4-0 start for Tom Izzo's squad. Contender or pretender, we're going to get into that, plus all the other teams involved. But I want to start with the Pistons, because, John, I think we can say they're the best contender in the city of Detroit.
So it's still really early in the season. I think there is enough to say through 15 games that they're a contender. The question is, are they a better contender with as young as they are and all the new moving parts that seem to be working together? And then you throw in the fact that, okay, in the East, you've got a whole bunch of injuries from star players. This may be their best opportunity to this point, which is obvious. But yeah, I think I don't necessarily know that I disagree with you. I've kind of walked through this for the past couple of hours as we were throwing this topic around.
Yeah.
And it's not that the Lions aren't contenders, but when you look at the Rams, the Eagles, even in their own division, Green Bay and Chicago right now, the road is much tougher.
Yeah, guys, like, walk with us. The Lions shouldn't be on a pedestal right now. The Lions are a contender. They got work to do, though. And they have to shift their identity. We've been discussing that, right? The Pistons have an identity. They're going to defend. They're going to run. They have a clear superstar. And they've got guys who are slotting into roles around him. Durin may be emerging as the Robin. They are putting themselves in a position with depth, with a wide open East, with a star player, and a clear identity to be the biggest, best contender in the city of Detroit.
And they have a component that we don't even know about yet in Jaden Ivey.
Sure, another gear where we know the Lions, this is who they're going to be. And we're not ruling them out, but their road is going to be rockier. They do need to shift their identity. I think the Pistons are clearly a contender.
Well, and for the Lions, at best, they're going to get one home game.
Right.
In the playoffs. Because I think that the number one seed is probably sealed. Now, depending on how things fall, and you know, you may get that second one, which has happened 2 years ago, right?
Because of an upset in the first round.
Right.
It's possible. But yeah, I've got to give it up to the Pistons, man. It's a statement about them as much as it is a statement about the Lions. The Lions are taking on some water here. They haven't fared well against elite defenses. It's a statement about Detroit. both the Lions and the Pistons, but I think it's quite the statement about the Pistons that they continue to win, what now, 13-2 early in the season.
And it's crazy. When you say 13-2, 15 games. They're 13-2, where 2 years ago, their win total for an entire 82 games was 14 wins. And part of that season was a 28-game losing streak. And now they're 13-2. They could match their total from 2 years ago in the next game. That's bizarre with how quickly this has flipped. Some of it's JB, some of it's the roster, some of it's the development of Cade, and we've watched him become a superstar right in front of our eyes.
So we leave it to you guys. Like Pistons fans, you don't always get your airtime. You're getting your airtime right now. I think headline, best team going in Detroit right now, and a conversation of contenders and pretenders that we're going to get into, I think they are the headliner. 248-539-9797. Are you buying in? Are you seeing what we're seeing? What do you like about this team so far? Because, John, I don't think there's any shortage of things for people to call in and say about this basketball team. But we will and can shift the conversation into everybody else. I just think it's important we start with them because of the way they've played, and I think they've earned it.
Well, and I think there's another important question to ask. And this was asked yesterday on Twitch, and I'm trying to pull up my comments here. It's basically, without going word for word, are the Pistons real, or is it just a false start like the Tigers were? So they're 13-2, and we have seen them be able to win without four of their starters, with all of the backups come in, or four of their impact players, obviously without Cade for four games, and what they've been able to do. And, you know, hey, Danis Jenkins shows up, shows out.
Yeah.
And you look at, I mean, there's been moments for Paul Reed. There's been moments for so many guys that you're looking at it going, is this for real? Are they deeper? Can they withstand, if this happens again with Cade,
yeah,
further down the road, can they withstand three or four games without him? And the track record says yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think the big thing right now, we got this text earlier. I'm going to give credit to Brendan and Fenton. He said, Jalen Duren looks like Dwight Howard in Orlando. If that is true, blank happens.
They'll be in the NBA Finals.
Yeah. I think you might be pushing a little bit in terms of...
Well, if he's Dwight Howard, yeah.
Little
bit far to go.
I don't think he will be Dwight Howard, to be clear. But
not quite as polished and consistent, but turning into Dwight Howard.
The league has also shifted away from the Dwight player.
But they play different than a lot of teams in the league. They don't shoot and rely on the threes as much.
I know.
Maybe they're ahead of the curve here. Yeah. They're like the Tigers in reinventing... You know, chaos. Chaos on the floor?
I don't know about all that, but you ask, what if they're just the Tigers and it's a hot start? Guys, I just put it to you this way. Subject to change. What's your opinion today on November 19th? The team in Detroit that is best positioned to win a championship this season.
The Tiger thing. Would you take getting to the second round of the playoffs and losing in Game 7 with the Pistons? Is that good enough right now?
Well, first of all, yes, it would be a good enough season. But I wouldn't take that right now. I'd roll the dice because I think they could do more. Yeah.
Yeah. So would you accept this right now if we told you this is how it's going to end?
I mean, the whole contender thing, the thing is this team has not won a postseason series yet.
Right.
And postseason basketball is different, but they seem to be built to kind of play that way.
They do. And again, the matchups that they could hypothetically draw months and months away from now aren't ones I'm afraid of in the East. I mean, sure, Cleveland in a 7-game series, I take the Cavs, but that could be in the Eastern Conference Finals. And we know this is November, but we know this is an astonishing start for them, and I think it's fair to label them a contender.
And we won't even know about... we've got the one, you know, sample size of them against Cleveland earlier in the season. That was one of their two losses.
Yeah.
We won't see Cleveland again, and that'll be in Cleveland until the new year, January 4.
So,
do you guys think if they got to the second round in a Game 7, do you... Like, Cade might pull himself out? I'm kidding.
Now you're being bad. Contender, pretender. How would you label all of our teams? Contender, pretender. John, let's go through this quickly, and then we'll get some of the phone calls in. The Pistons are a...
contender. There's no question they're a contender.
They got a star player. They play defense. They've got depth. They're in first place in the East. They're a contender. I've said I think they're our best shot to win a championship right now. Subject to change, but as we sit today, I have the Pistons number one. The Lions.
Contender. Now, it's a long road, a lot of work. They're not going to get the number one seed. I still think that they win the division. So if you win the division and you get a home game, and we saw this 2 years ago, you get healthy, you get better throughout the course of the season. Your coach learns a little bit more about your team. They coach and call games in a little bit of a different way, put you in a better position to win some of those tight games. Yeah, I still think they're a contender.
I would say they're a contender, but I'm taking them off the pedestal. They're not a favorite, and they have a lot of work to do and a clear Achilles heel up front on the offensive line. But yes, as a playoff team, they are in contention, and there is still a possibility they win the Super Bowl.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Red Wings.
Pretender. And if you're just simply talking about getting into the postseason, I think they're a contender. But about making any moves in the Stanley Cup playoff, I think they're a pretender.
I loved being at the game.
Yeah.
Standing O for Nate Danielson. Pretender.
And we can enjoy what they're doing.
I was going to say, I had a great time, but then I come in and I sit here and I got to be honest about it. 5-4-1 in the last 10 games. They're very young. There's going to be a lot of bumps and bruises along the way. They're 26th in 5-on-5 goals. So how sustainable is it? And neither goalie has played well. Save percentages in the 800s for Gibson and Talbot. So you can blame the goalie, you can blame the guys in front of them, but either way, it hasn't been good enough. Pretender. MSU Hoops.
Oh, contender. Especially, I mean, you got two ranked wins, and you looked really good last night. This is the part of the year where, you know, everybody gets all over Tom Izzo. Oh, how do you schedule so hard? And he says, well, I schedule so hard so that we could be good in January, February, and certainly in March, hopefully into April. They look ahead of, quote unquote, Tom Izzo coach teams. They look ahead of schedule.
Well, they're supposed to lose this one so we can yell at them and then build them back up. But you're right. They just bludgeoned Kentucky. They crushed them on the glass. They ate in the paint. And I think it's going to be a question all year about the shooting. They shot well last night. They have two ranked wins early in the season. Michigan State, I would agree. Contenders. Michigan football. Playoff rankings came out last night, John. Contender, pretender.
Pretender. I don't think anybody was going to look at this team and say, yeah, they can compete for a national title. And they may get into the college football playoffs. That in and of itself is a long shot. I have questions about what they're going to do in College Park this week against Maryland. And certainly, no one is sitting there going, oh, yeah. I know it's been 4 years in a row, and I'm still trying to figure out how they won last year down in Columbus. But no one's going to sit there and say, yeah, they'll beat Ohio State.
No marquee wins. Quarterback's going through some turnover issues as a freshman of late. You're not impressive against Purdue or Northwestern, and the couple ranked teams they did play handled them. Yeah, I'd say Michigan football pretender. Guys, whatever your team of choice is, let us know. 248-539-9797. Contender, pretender for all of the local teams. Spotlight whoever you want. And we do want to spotlight the Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
If you agree that they are our best chance to win a title right now, or if you want to pick the Lions or somebody else, we can entertain that. Let's get to Dennis in Hazel Park. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Great. MSU is a contender. because the first 3 months of 2025 will be January, February, Izzo. Enough said. Pistons are a strong contender because of their appetite. They're a young, talent-hungry bunch of dogs who play with a legitimate chip on their shoulders after being an NBA laughingstock that Cade, Ivy, Durin, Asar, and Sasser had to live through. That hunger is being contagious to players. They could win the East. Remember, OKC won it all with a core of hungry young players and a few strategic vets mixed in. They're in the top five in defense and points in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
Cade is one of the top 10 players in the entire NBA and will probably be in the MVP conversation this year. And Ivy took a leap last year as far as his scoring efficiency, especially 3 points. And if he continues that as he left off, that's going to be the piece or the trade piece that we needed. We won't even have to go to to trade the free market.
Dennis, you know, Lions, ball, it gives him another gear. Go ahead. What's your thought on the Lions?
Lions, unfortunately, are pretenders unless they address their offensive line before the trade deadline.
Well, trade deadline can't pass.
Dennis, I have some terrible news for you.
Yeah. They're not going to be able to do that.
Well, they're pretenders.
Okay.
The jury is still out on the Tigers, and the Red Wings are pretenders. They're about 2, 3, maybe 4 years away from being serious contenders.
Yeah, they're still in a prove it spot. You know, as exciting as and hot a start as they've gotten off to, first place in the Atlantic, they're still in a prove it stage. Ivy could be an extra gear for the Pistons. To his point, Ticket Text point out Pistons are 42-22 since January 1st of this year. They've turned a corner.
They have. I'm kind of feel like I've learned my lesson of doing the back end of 1 year and the front end of another year.
See Tiger Baseball.
Tiger Baseball. And we asked that question, are the Pistons real or is this just a false start like the Tigers were? I think there's more substance to what the Pistons are doing than what the Tigers had last year. But again, I'm not going to go back to what they did at the end of the year and have any validity of what's going on this year.
We're getting great response on this. Your calls, your texts. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.